What about the issue of VEGF TKIs in non-small cell? I mean, I don't know whether you consider vandetanib VEGF or EGFR, but where do you think that is and where do you think that's happening?
There are so many of those drugs being tested. All of them have some activity, so there is a level of major response rate that's probably from 0 up to 10%, and sunitinib is probably the most active in inducing real responses. But all of them have some activity, so if you just even take sorafenib, it has zero response rate in most studies, but it seems to prolong time to progression. So I think there is some value in those drugs. They seem to me a little bit less interesting than bevacizumab, if I may say. But maybe they should be used in another setting, so not so much in combination with chemo, where things so far have not worked, but as a selected drug, maybe in second, third line, as a single agent. And it would be good if we knew who are the patients where these drugs work, but we don't. I really think that there should be much, much bigger effort in trying to understand who are the patients that benefit from these drugs. It's going to be very difficult, yeah.
It's also kind of confusing to me that I guess maybe the TKIs are not as pure
Correct.
As the antibodies. And like you have drugs like vandetanib that, from my understanding, and based on the dose, you even see a difference in what it targets.
Correct. Yeah, so all these TKIs are usually dirty drugs. And that's why probably they induce responses. So vandetanib, by targeting EGFR, potentially it will pick up the mutations of the FISH-positive patients, and then at a different dose, it is mainly an angiogenesis inhibitor. And all the others have at least 3, 4, 5 other targets that we know of. And there may be others as well that we don't really understand. There's a huge development, especially in the field of small molecules. And I think that one of the questions is, are you going to use drugs that are highly targeted, or would you prefer something that is probably going to benefit more patients, but that you will be probably unable to really define well in terms of patient population? I think we will probably be able, by using drugs that have a single target, to define at least a population for the target, and that may help then the use of the multi-targeted kinase inhibitors, for instance, where you will start understanding what are the targets within the spectrum that are really important and then characterize the patient. One other thing that we really need to do in lung cancer, has been done in other tumor types, is really working on the tumors. There's not enough effort to really obtain biopsies in these patients at the time when patients are being treated with that particular drug. And we really need to do that. We really need to go back to histology and leave cytology for something else. But it will require some change in practice, in fact.
Yeah, I mean, I think about the battle study that Ed Kim and Roy Herbst are doing, and where they do extra biopsies on these patients, and they tell me the patients are very interested in participating in that kind of work. Now, I guess the average oncologist, though, I'm not sure if he gets more tissue, how much it's going to help him practically unless he has trials available.
Exactly. It's still at the level of research, but it may become later essential. You know, if you need to do KRAS mutation, you cannot do it only on cytology. You will need to take a biopsy.